speaking in Kwekwe during a recent discussion on how broadcast media diversity and ethics can help ensure free and fair elections, Bizos Member of Parliament and MDC Tsvangirai National Executive Member Settlement Chikwinya said Zimbabwe's broadcast media is inhibited. He blamed several factors, including too much regulation and laws that limit or block foreign investment in the sector. Chikwinya, the chairperson of Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Media, Information and Communication Technology, said right now the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe and the Post and Telecommunications Regulatory Authority of Zimbabwe both regulate the broadcasting and telecommunication sectors. He wants to see them streamlined into one body that would oversee both sectors. He added that, because broadcasting is a capital-intensive industry, the law capping foreign ownership in broadcasting firms at 10% should be revised. Chikwinya also said after having been in power for so many years, the ZANU-PF party struggles to understand the difference between national and partisan interests, which also hinders diversity in broadcasting.
So much information is hidden by the government in the interest of how we have defined the national interest in national security. We do not know why the president has gone to Singapore 13 times in a year, simply because the media is not allowed to tell us for the purposes that it has been described as a national security. In my view, we should be able to access why the president is going to Singapore 13 times to access healthcare, because it actually takes taxpayers' money at play, and therefore the definition of national security has been used to subvert media in as far as news and programming content is concerned.
Chikwinya also said the Minister of Media and Information should not be able to select the boards that run the broadcasting regulatory bodies and the state broadcaster. Instead, he says, this power should be vested with Parliament. He said, while he welcomes the Media Minister's proposal to establish information centers in rural areas, these could easily be turned into places for the dissemination of partisan propaganda. Chikwinya expressed similar fears over the government's intentions to establish community radio stations.
I understand that the government currently is intending to establish community radio stations, but the model within which they intend to establish them is simply an extension of ZBC. What they want to do is to set up a radio station in Lupane, which directly falls under the Ministry of Information. What this simply does, by way of experience, what we have seen, is that it will become simply an extension of ZBC, because it is getting its policy from the board of directors appointed by the minister, and therefore they can only account themselves to the dictates and wishes of the minister.
Chikwinya also criticized Zimbabwean laws that permit journalists to be arrested and charged with criminal offenses just for doing their jobs. He said he thinks the draft constitution, expected to be put to a referendum perhaps as early as March this year, has adequate provisions for media diversity and the general improvement of the sector. On the question of whether state-owned television and radio stations will give fair and balanced coverage to all political parties during upcoming elections, Chikwinya cited what occurred in 2008 when ZTV gave ZANU-PF more airtime than other parties. He said for the country to have free and fair elections, the media must follow regulations that require that all contesting political parties be given equitable airtime on state-owned electronic media.
Between March 7 and March 29, ZANU-PF had 755 minutes of airplay. MDCT had 310, MDCM had 155, and Makoni had 217. So ZBC continued to deny other political players advertisements on the national broadcasters, despite a rule and regulation on Section 6, Subsection 1 of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission stating that parties should be given equal and fair play. So you can see the imbalance when we come to election period.
During the discussion, some participants said there's need for media diversity, but that it is also paramount that journalists be ethical in their work. They appealed for journalists to be paid adequately to help them resist bribes. The discussion was organized by the Voluntary Media Council of Zimbabwe, which advocates for voluntary or self-regulation as opposed to statutory regulation of the media. Reporting for Studio 7 from Kwekwe, this is Taurai Shawa.